from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Parkinson Spiegel Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
Welcome in to a very special edition of a Khalil Mack celebration. Danny Parkins and Mark Brody here with you until Cubs pregame. Ryan Pace has pulled off the unthinkable, sending the next two first-round picks to the Las Vegas, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders, 2019 and 2020. Your Chicago Bears will not have a first-round pick. And in exchange, they get a 2020 second-round pick and a 2025th round pick, also sending away a third and sixth round pick. And what do the Bears get in addition to that? A top five defensive player in football. What's up, Mark Grody?
Danny, the Bears now have a guy for whom other offenses have to game plan.
We're back live from the Walt Marcus Gurney Cinema before the premiere episode of Hard Knocks with the Parkinson Spiegel Show on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Wow, that is a blast from the past. Spit it out, Parkins. People don't care about the future fifth-round pick. They just are here for the Khalil Mack news.
Dude, stop beating yourself up. That's a delightful moment. I usually point out when you stammer. I didn't even notice.
Thank you.
That's a really cool pull by our guys, Chris Tannehill, Tyler Ferengul, today, and Sean Sears back at the shop. And because that is exactly what we're thinking about and talking about here on Hard Knocks Day are the great Bears off-season days, or really Bears days of any kind in history. That's Khalil Mack was Khalil Mack trade meant you needed airtime.
Yes, that was a weird one because it was. What holiday was it? It was Memorial Day weekend or Labor Day weekend? Labor Day weekend, right? Yeah, it was Labor Day weekend, right, because right before the season. And it was the Saturday of Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
And I remember, I went live on my phone.
I remember that.
And then I was like, this isn't enough.
Because I was on vacation.
I'm not getting enough gratification out of this.
I was on vacation. We had, rented an Airbnb up in Wisconsin, and I, realized that Khalil Mack had been traded. I log onto Twitter, and I see you've been live for, an hour and a half.
I'm just giving takes. I need to get these takes off.
I'm doing a puzzle with a buzz, on a Sunday afternoon.
Wow, puzzle buzz.
I love him, yeah.
He's good.
Puzzle Buzz is amazing.
He can be hard to figure out at times. But the best part about that Khalil Mack show is all the other hosts at the station, I guess I'm doing this too then.
Yeah, there's a lot of
that.
I was still kind of the new guy.
Were the new guy.
Yeah, I was the new guy, and there was a lot of exuberance, and they were definitely resenting.
Here comes Dan. Out of cottage. Yeah,
very about much Mack. Resenting having to give come 5 minutes of a take on a freaking Saturday.
All right, come on. Fine.
So ridiculous. All right, but hold on. So yes. Crazy all-time, Bears days. But are we saying, do games count?
I think
games can't count.
But I think this is bigger than certain game days.
That's fine. But,
should we just stipulate that we agree it's bigger than certain? Because there have been those Sundays in the past where you're like, oh, yeah, it's a Bears day.
Right, but
today is bigger than that with Hard Knocks debuting today.
Okay, but but Justin Fields having 178 rushing yards against the Dolphins, that's a bigger day than this.
Without a doubt.
Right, because so even though the season ended up meaning nothing and Justin Fields ended up not being the guy.
Oh man, but the expectations of that day of here we go, let's watch.
Yeah.
You know, but when you're talking about that Fields day, you're talking about that in terms of the day after the game, or you're talking about
the text, not looking forward to it. We didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
But the that day, I think Bears group chats were alive of like, oh my God, are you seeing this?
God, that's funny.
Can you believe what is happening? Like dormant Bears group chats coming alive because of days.
Yes. Dormant Bears group chats, texting your pals, brimming with excitement, and going to the closet to grab the hat before you walk the dog, you know?
Yes.
Also, like, the random conversation about the Bears with the Walgreens cashier, you know?
Sure.
It's like, hey, how about that, huh?
That happened to me at Costco the day of the Khalil Mack trade. It's like you see another guy in a Bears hat, and just like, it's literally the Grody thing where it's like, Bears, Bears,
Bears,
and
Bears.
Just keep it moving,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
Did they mention my takes?
Nobody is interested in your takes, I promise.
Wow.
Man, that was fast.
Is that Tyler Ferengul?
Wow.
He's on the case.
Ooh, feeling the pressure.
Ooh. Tyler, you know Danny's a kingmaker. What are you doing?
Wow. A little Wally Pip situation, Danny. A little scary.
Oh, man.
A little scary.
But yeah, And the apocryphal going to the closet to grab the hat is my buddy John Paul, the bass player in Tributo, who did that on the day of the Peppers and Brandon Malayuna and Chester Taylor announcements, you know, and free agency. So that's a March day, you know?
That's a March day.
That's a March day. The Jay Cutler trade is an April day. That's another one.
Yeah.
This is preseason.
Well, so but this is also so singular because it also, to me, seems ridiculous to suggest that this is a bigger day for the Bears franchise
than a game day,
than the day, no, than acquiring a Hall of Famer in Khalil Mack or trading for a quarterback in Jay Cutler. It's not. It's a produced television show by NFL Films.
But
like, bigger than trading for Jay Cutler.
You stumbled on the metric. It's like one of those engagement surveys. You're like, how do we measure the size of a celebrity? You're talking about, this is the metric, is the dormant Bears group thread. You know, fired up on the cell phone. The grabbing of,
that is undeniable.
Right. The grabbing of previously untouched, hats and scarves and wearing. Like, I have a buddy today who's wearing his orange Bears shorts underneath his pants as he goes to work.
That's weird.
He's doing that today.
That's a weird thing to do.
I think he might be a weird guy. But he's super pumped for Hard Knocks. He told me this morning he's watched the trailer like 5 or 6 times.
And that's unnecessary.
Right, because the trailer is consistent.
I don't know.
And it doesn't change.
But
then Hard Knocks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It doesn't change, but like, there are certain things in life that get you pumped, and they're healthy rewards. You know what I mean? You can actually watch something like that and like, this is going to get me in a good headspace.
Little
for the
dopamine
day.
Rush,
yes!
of the Hard Knocks trailer.
I assume that's what it is for him. Like,
sure.
Let me watch this and, oh yeah, that's right. And then today he's just excited. He's brimming with joy and positivity today.
Aren't you guys missing the clearest one? The three of us were in the middle of the NFL draft in Detroit when the Bears drafted Caleb Williams.
Yeah, that's good.
That is the coolest Bears
day. That's a great Bears day.
I agree with you.
That's
and
great
so that's
call.
Why it, but that's why this is a TV show.
I know, but so those are more consequential, but we're talking about buzz generating big Bears buzz.
Puzzle, he's friends with Puzzle Buzz, or cousins.
But also, big Bears like, buzz. I believe he was a guard for the 63.
Bear Man's cousin, actually.
Bear Man's cousin, who was a guard
big
in the 60s.
Bears buzz.
I could get on board with anyone who says this is the biggest Bears day solely because the organization has never allowed this kind of access to within their hallways. Like, you could see George on his scooter in the parking lot, but you're going to see George on his scooter in the hallways. It's unprecedented for the organization. You're going to learn more tonight, likely, about George McCaskey than you've ever learned.
Oh, you think so?
That's a hell of a
thought. Not tonight.
I think so.
I don't think we'll get it tonight. We might have
this season.
We might have
season.
A big George episode in one of these.
This Hard Knock season, you will learn more about him than the Chicago Bears fan has ever learned.
If Kevin Warren allows it.
Yeah, or if like George is like, yeah, you can do it, but not. I don't want the cameras where I umpire and the cameras on my scooter.
Gotta protect.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's an interesting thought from Tanny. Why are you here?
Look at these textures. Listen to
these
textures.
In.
Here's one. I put on my Bears polo before leaving for the golf course today. Bears, Hard Knocks day.
Okay, well, that just means you put on a shirt.
Oh, yeah, but he made the choice. How about this one? I bought the $200 Bears tailgate tent from Costco yesterday for my Bears party tonight.
No.
Backyard party for Hard Knocks?
Love that.
By the way,
I mean, why is that guy not at the wall?
He should just be coming to the wall here at the Marcus Gurney Cinema, where folks will gather together for a communal viewing experience.
That is so silly.
The guy bought the $200 tent?
But I mean,
it was time.
But every opportunity in his life to tailgate a Bears game, he was like, I know. 8 p.m. when it's dark out, I need a tent for an hour-long episodic television thing
tailgate.
That I can stream on Max.
I bet that.
That's so strange.
It's Tom Hamilton's favorite network, by the way.
I
assume that guy is going to get home, set up the tent after work, and start tailgating for the Hard Knocks, episode one.
You think that guy went to work?
Yeah, but you think that guy's got a job?
He just bought a Bears tailgating tent to Costco. I'm not going to work if I buy that.
No, as long as you have it.
I got to use it.
But seriously, like the suburban, the driveway drinking that happens in suburbia. Like, let's hang out. Let's bring the TV out there in the garage and hang out in the driveway. This guy is going to have people coming by. Because he's got the Bears tent. It's going to be very obvious who's doing it. Maybe it's got a thing that starts popping up in cul-de-sacs all over Illinois.
Okay, this one might be a little bit niche, but the first, like for guys who barbecue, whatever, guys who smoke meats, the first week one or the first big game where you're having your friends over and you start that brisket or that pork shoulder the night before for a noon game.
Oh, that's good.
And you're getting up at 6 a.m. to take it off, to let it rest in a cooler.
Yes.
That's the biggest Bears
day. That's a cool day.
And
it's
doesn't matter.
Day.
It could be the worst team in the history of the organization.
Sure.
You still get to light that smoker before a Bears Sunday for the first time.
Oh, listen, I respect the hell out of tailgate culture. Like, if you love tailgating and you get 8 or now sometimes 9 a year, and you'd be like, it's preseason for us too, and like you like try to do it for the preseason games to like work out the kinks, and then like you hope for a playoff game at home so that we can get an extra one because we've perfected it this year.
Yeah,
tailgate culture is awesome. Just tailgating an episodic television show.
I know, but certain
is an
days,
interesting thing to
certain days present themselves, okay. And like I
so
love...
you think that people when they traded for Jay Cutler, they were like, fire up the smoker.
I don't know if they fired up the smoker. I don't know if anybody bought a tailgate tent that day. We know Dan Bernstein was excited.
Yeah, we
know?
Do. We know he was excited.
We know that. But like,
hot damn.
But these are some of the days that sometimes present themselves. I'll give you a baseball comp to what Shane is talking about.
You don't have to.
Well, but I have no choice. No, yeah. Have you not met me?
No,
that in Boston, it's a Red Sox comp, just to pile on
Jesus.
Top of that. They call it Truck Day. You know what Truck Day is?
I mean, probably guess.
No, Truck Day is the day that the semi-truck leaves Fenway Park filled with all the equipment to go down to Florida for spring training.
Love that.
And Red Sox fans love that day because it's the day that they know that soon they'll see men stretching in the Florida sun and baseball will eventually come. So it's like that kind of day. Your meat smoker day before game one is akin to that. By the way, a guy texted and says he took off. He took the day off.
Yeah, of course
he
did.
Day off.
He bought the tent. You're not buying the tent and then going to work.
It's too exciting.
You're sitting under the tent.
I have the tailgate tent in the back of my car the whole time you're at work. Can I leave at 4:30 today? Why? I have to set up my Bears tailgate tent for episode one of Hard Knocks.
Oh, is there a game tonight? No. Liev Schreiber is going to be talking about Lake Forest.
Yeah, are you familiar with HBO documentaries at all? This is a sports one. Anyway, it's a long story. Yeah, it's easier just to lie in the morning and come up with something to not go to work.
All right, guy take tomorrow off too so we can go hard tonight for
Hard
Got
to, right? Yeah, you're going to be hungover.
You're
not
going to hold back.
Yeah.
Bears are on TV.
Yeah.
the Bears are on TV. Well, but here's the other thing. Because the Giants Hard Knocks is filled with off-season drama. And you could argue it's strategy. You could argue it's dysfunction. They're bad. They're very bad. Okay?
Yeah.
The Bears are probably going to be good. Maybe even very good. From the get-go, this thing tonight should, like the way you were talking about the Hall of Fame game last week, this should be a blissfully optimistic viewing experience. This thing ought to be high-end positivity building you right into the season. It's an opportunity to ramp up from tonight all the way to the season opener.
I hope so. I mean, that's like the next part of this conversation, right? At some point, like, you hope that the access that has been granted, that has never been granted before because of fear of what the access would reveal, doesn't validate those fears and reveal incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't reveal, okay, this team is really good, But we've seen teams that we thought were going to be good before, and they had that Bears stink on them for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Like, there is a – like, Caleb Williams, I don't think there's anything that could happen with Caleb Williams in Hard Knocks that makes me think less of him. I don't think there's anything that could happen in Hard Knocks that makes me think less of the roster that Ryan Poles has assembled.
Probably
but
not.
Like, is it possible that I think less of Matt Eberflus? Yeah. Yeah, that's possible.
Possible that he embarrasses himself or shows you something.
Is it possible? I think, like, Shane Waldron? Yeah, that's possible. Kevin Warren? Yeah, that's possible. I think it's definitely possible. And now I'm not anticipating it, and this is a pretty sanitized show at this point.
Right, and they get the right to deny a certain level of content.
But so did the Giants.
Yeah.
And plenty of weird stuff came out about the Giants because it was just what was actually happening.
Yeah.
And they couldn't deny, like, they might be thinking, oh, it's totally fine to show this to the masses. And then the masses see it and they're like, what? That's how the Bears do business? You know, like, so, like, it's not guaranteed that this is all going to go very well.
No,
it should go well, but it's not guaranteed to go well.
But it's all going to serve the purpose of revving you up and buying you time for enthusiasm leading up to the opener. You
yes,
know? It's all going to
that's true.
It's all going to feed that beast. And even if there is some questioning or some marginal negatives or what have you, it's just going to feed that beast of excitement. It's interesting. This is a franchise for which there have been a lot of off-season days to get excited, in part because of the bigness of the franchise. You know, it's like Bears things do happen. We just had it. We just had Hall of Fame. We just had three guys get into the Hall of Fame on Saturday. That was a big Bears day. That's a big day to pay attention to the news feed and to watch the videos, go on YouTube and see the speeches. And I bet some group techs got fired up that day.
Yeah, no question about it. And the Bears are a franchise that is relevant just because they're the Bears, and then if they're good and interesting, they're one of the most relevant teams in the NFL because they're the Bears. And so the rest of the country will get to be more hyped about this thing and tune into it and all of that. And again, I'm very, very excited about it. It's just a little like it should be noted that if the baseball teams were better, it would matter a little bit less.
Yeah.
And if the Bears had been better recently, this would matter less. But this is all just it's just the latest thing of hope and hype that I can't really wait for. This texter brings up an interesting point. Today is the biggest day that the Bears have had on the zeitgeist since Ditka was in that Will Ferrell movie.
Now, that's one of Shane's favorite movies.
He does love that movie.
He loves
yes.
kicking and screaming. It remains saved in my DVR.
Okay, but so let's think about that category for a second.
But I haven't right? watched like, it.
Everyone should love Kicking and Screaming. It's not specific to me. It's a good film. The Wall should show it, by the way, at one of their other theaters. Believe me, you'll get people.
Kicking not this one. This is a sports bar.
Yeah. Yeah, but in one of the other ones.
Right.
Okay. But so that is an interesting thought. Bears in the pop culture zeitgeist. Because there's super fans. Obviously.
Yeah, there's
is the biggest thing.
I mean, we got to go back a long ways, but I mean, Brian's song remains, you know, having it less so now as some of the viewers have aged and passed, but but certainly a big part of the zeitgeist.
I was going to say Dick Butkus on My Two Dads, but Brian's song is pretty good also in terms yeah. of the reach.
How
know?
About the Dick Butkus newspaper grill where he burned the newspaper and he cooked food on top of burning newspaper? That made a big impact. Yes, Wani. Made a big impact on my personal zeitgeist.
So what is the thing of the last...
Which is my favorite Depeche Mode song, by the way. Your own personal zeitgeist. Continue.
What is the thing of the last 15 years?
For the Bears and the zeitgeist?
Is it...
Oh, God.
Is it like Ashton Kutcher on the sidelines of a game?
Boy.
Is it like... You know, is it Vince Vaughn wearing a Bears hat somewhere? Like, what if I give you Bears in pop culture in the last 15 years?
All right, so is it
what do you guys have for me since 2010?
Paris Hilton riding on the back of Brian Urlacher is outside of that 15-year window, correct? I believe just outside of that window.
Wasn't that a movie?
Yeah, it's dirty. It's a tab on Pornhub. Yeah.
There's a child. Hey, Seb is here, Danny.
It worked.
He just walked out.
Hey, Corey from Whitewater, Wisconsin is the one who brought Zeb. He knew exactly what he was getting his children into.
I can make tab jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Continue. I mean, I could keep going, or else someone should say something else.
No, I mean, but like, you know, it's interesting because it was, it's obviously football related, but Cutler getting dragged by Fox and then people defending him and such, you know, after that NFC Championship day. But you're looking for outside pop culture. Well, we just had it, man.
Cutler on the reality show?
Maybe.
With Kristen?
With Kristen. Cutler and Kristen on the reality show.
But he wasn't a bear at Caleb, the time of the reality show.
Caleb ending up a bear after being a pawn in the culture wars is awfully recent.
Oh, I agree with that. But I look at this as like the Bears are on Hard Knocks because they have Caleb Williams. You know, like, so I completely agree with you. But like the Bears are on. This is all happening because of Caleb Williams and somewhat Kevin Warren. But like, Caleb Williams is the reason for this.
Yeah.
It does not happen if Jaden Daniels is the quarterback of the Bears. I mean, I guess maybe it does, but Caleb Williams is the driving force for this moment. So, yes, I agree with you. I guess I'm saying in a post-2010, pre-Caleb Williams run, we've been a pretty anonymous big market franchise in terms of pop culture, crossover appeal, that sort of thing.
There was that time that Cody Parkey went on the Today Show.
Yeah, exactly.
To explain why he double-doinked the kick and how he was dealing with his life in the aftermath.
It's a pretty big stretch, though.
God, that pissed off Matt Nagy, rightfully so.
Yeah,
what are you doing, man? Yeah, it wouldn't stop making yourself the story. What are you, a White Sox announcer?
Hey, Tariq Cohen ever makes that movie.
That's true.
That he came on our show to pitch.
Tariq, he retired the other day, man.
That's sad.
That would be the best
for
moment.
Tariq. I don't know. It's an interesting moment. I appreciate all the textures coming in, and we'll save some of those. People sharing some of the things they're doing purportedly here on Hard Knocks Day.
Yeah, we'll get into these on the other side.
There's some good ones there.
And there's also something worth revisiting from Ryan Poles that I think is like, they're very conscious in what's happening right now. So they're opening the doors. They're inviting the cameras in. We'll see if they regret it. But they're doing it knowing what's going on.
I got to say, our view here at the wall at Marcus Gurney Cinemas keeps getting better and better as folks keep coming and filling in some of those higher spots. This is an awesome venue. Come out and hang out with us at Gurney Mills.
Yeah, you can win a Golden Team machine. You can qualify to win one if you get a hole-in-one over there. And then also, they're going to be airing the episode tonight, of course, at 8 o'clock. There's prizes and amazing food and drink and the whole thing. So come on out to the wall in Gurney. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Are you kidding me? Tune in to Twitch.
Afternoons on the Score.
Thank you for hanging out with us. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score. We'll have a Bears report from Chris Emma coming up in 90 minutes. We are at the wall at Marcus Cinema, Gurney Mills. Come on out. Yes, that's your cue to clap. Thank you.
Texters says, you guys making fun of somebody buying a $200 tent from Costco while you're doing a remote in Gurney for Hard Knocks.
Oh, guilty.
The height of hypocrisy. Let the record show. I was not making fun of the man buying a $200 tent. I celebrate that man. Well done, sir.
I said I'm surprised that man is not here. that was what it was. What I was surprised about.
All right, I guess it was Shane who was making
no,
fun
no,
of
No, no,
I
was making
I
fun
mean,
of
that's him. A fair guess. I don't know if it's applicable to this time.
Yeah.
That's a fair guess.
As long as Shane makes fun and Danny, you try to walk that very elegant line between mockery
and celebration.
My celebration comes off very clean. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We're
trying to make your job as easy as is possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been thinking about this from Ryan Poles a lot because he said this in the context of what you would call quarterback starvation,
yes.
the Bears' history of quarterback failure. But it's really applicable to this moment in time with the Chicago Bears. This was about this was from draft night when asked about Caleb Williams and the Bears' failures of the past.
I think you just kind of wanted to get a feel for everybody in the organization. What were we about in terms of like, what's our direction? What's our North Star? How are we going to get there? And I think through our actions, we've shown that. And you know, history's the history. Like I'm kind of done talking about it. Like we go back so much all the time and those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here, but it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to stop going back all the time.
Ha, that's so cool.
Stop asking me about Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields, about Caleb Williams, but it's also... Yeah, we'll let the Hard Knocks cameras in here because we got nothing to be embarrassed about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Arlington Heights and a new stadium and hosting a Super Bowl. And it's about Kevin Warren. And it's about the new communication staff. And it's just about, hey, we are a big boy franchise. And we're not afraid of that stuff. We're not going to treat it like mom and pop stuff. And maybe that'll still happen. But they're really trying to present this as new day.
Yes.
And that's what this television show. That's why I didn't like the trailer.
I know, but
that's why I didn't like the trailer.
But that's why I did like the trailer, because it's okay and it's inevitable and it's honest to actually acknowledge that the history is here, that the history is why the possibilities exist to have a new template. The history and the heritage of the franchise is why they're worth what they are and why, you know, they play where they are and why they're going to get the stadium. It's all part and parcel of the opportunity that presents itself. It can be a very tricky balance for all kinds of sports franchises, but they're in a sweet spot and we feel it, of acknowledging and enjoying the history while simultaneously building something very special and brand new. So they exist together to me. And it's not a straight binary thing to just remove the past, because the past is what enables moving forward.
No, that's deep.
I think so.
That was really deep.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. But I mean, but Paul said... He said.
You want to let that just resonate for a minute?
Yeah. Wow, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that was.
Yeah, let's slow down,
that
right,
was
everybody?
Beautiful.
Let's all just
you. Thank you, Kamala Spiegel.
Yeah, wow.
No, man. It's like, seriously. I mean, that's why Poles gets this job and is excited about
the
job.
What is the future?
Yeah, man.
Not just a continuation.
History
of the
enables.
Past,
yeah.
Man.
It's Parkins and Santayana right here on the score. Those who do not know the history.
We couldn't have Caleb if we didn't have Caleb. Caleb Haney.
It's all right.
You know, so it's from one Caleb to the next.
This is a pretty young crowd. Does anyone get that reference?
Which one? The Santayana? Mm-hmm.
Two guys.
The Santayana reference?
Yeah, well, I got three hands.
That's what we're doing the show for.
Five, damn it. All right, stop with the hands.
There's more people out there in the listening universe, Shane, than there are here at the Wall.
Well, they mean nothing to me because they didn't come to the Wall. These people are the only ones who mean anything to me.
They do mean a lot to you, and that's really nice. And they're excited about that. You're really all about that.
I'm a panderer.
Yeah.
You really are. You are Pander Man.
It's a very Let's give it up for Chicago, the greatest city. Yeah. Let's give it up.
How about Gurnee, huh?
Yeah, man.
I love Gurnee.
Keep going.
A skyscraper.
Yeah. Let's give it up for the Western Hemisphere, the greatest hemisphere of all the hemispheres.
What an executive producer. Shane Reardon, everybody.
Everybody, yeah. The best executive.
Give it up for Shane.
So kind.
Ah, he who panders gets pandered. How does that feel? Yeah. Pander Man. But a texter had said earlier, Bears allowing Hard Knocks, and Shane, you made this point earlier about the new era that it felt like, Bears allowing Hard Knocks equals the Hawks finally televising home games. Now that's going back a ways. It's been a while since Hawks have been on TV for a good long while.
Like the Cubs allowing lights. Like, is that what we're talking about? Guy, like, again, I'm very excited, but there is, yes. we have to be open to the possibility. Have you guys enjoyed Hard Knocks the last, like, 5 years? It's become pretty diluted.
I haven't really watched
it. So you haven't even watched?
I know.
Like, there's a really good chance that in 2 weeks we're going to be like, oh, my God, just get us to the regular season. like, please just get us the – like, this texter says –
I don't know, but after the Cubs will have ripped off 11 in a row at that point.
It'll be baseball
time.
Season again.
The but Jets Hard Knocks was good. Jets was good.
That's like 12 years ago or something. The one with
Rex Ryan
Mark
one?
Sanchez?
Yeah.
Rex Ryan?
Yeah, that was a while ago. I think there have been a lot of seasons of Hard Knocks since then that have been pretty.
When they keep tweeting out the clip of Shannon Sharp and the guy doing an impersonation of him, like in season one or whatever that was, that's how you know it hasn't been great.
Yeah. It hasn't been great.
But that clip still, every time, makes me laugh.
It kills.
Yeah, Rex Ryan.
Shannon Sharp with a hat.
Rex Ryan, Mark Sanchez, Mike Tannenbaum, Hard
restitution.
Knocks. Was Shane, was 2010. Was 14 years ago.
God, I was 7.
Quite. This texter, sir or ma'am, it is your text and your thought, but it just can't be true. It says, I was born in 87. My top 3 Bears days. 1, the Super Bowl. 2, ruining Brett Favre night. 3, Hard Knocks.
Ruining Brett Favre.
That's impossible.
Awesome. Like Shea McClellan draft value, baby. Yeah.
Drafting Caleb. Trading for Khalil Mack. The NFC Championship game. Like, there have been many other events. Like, this is not a top 3 Bears event since 1987.
It is for that guy.
But it's just not possible. It's just not
That's his reality that you're refuting.
It's just
right
recency
now,
bias, man. It's just recency bias and a product of how terrible the sports landscape is now. That's what's happening.
In terms of what people are doing for Hard Knocks, here's one. I work 3rd shift, took a vacation day tonight. He's going to be on a Hard Knocks hangover.
What?
Doesn't want to show up for 3rd shift. Well done. Here's one. I convinced my cousin to download a VPN so he can watch Hard Knocks while he's on vacation in Europe. They were just talking about it that much.
That's a tough sell for your significant other and vacationing in Europe.
Hey, honey. Gotta grab this VPN.
He's got the iPhone at dinner in Italy, the Colosseum's in the background, and he's like, oh my God, is that Kevin Warren's Bible?
You don't think I'm going to be watching from Greece at the Parthenon in a couple weeks?
I don't.
I'm watching.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Here's one. I smoked a brisket last night at 2:30 a.m., but it has nothing to do with Hard Knocks. I just wanted to share that one. I smoked a brisket. Nothing to do with Hard Knocks. All right, good night, everybody. Thanks so much. Did I tell you that the past enables the future? Did I share that?
That was really deep, man.
Okay, how about Gurnee?
How about those mills, huh? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Some of the best mills.
Some of the best.
You get the
Tenny,
best mills.
Good point. What are the mills?
I walked in here. I said, wow, that's a lot of mills.
I should know.
Someone's going to walk in here like a Mills historian.
Yeah.
Walk in here at a moment.
I'd like to know. I'd like to be educated about all the mills that are up here.
All right.
Build the mills.
Mm-hmm. They're going to pay for the mills. Mm-hmm. There was actually proof on our station earlier today that we just need good sports because the Bears' thoughts are getting a little ridiculous and a little silly. I will prove it to you all next on The Score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I mean, you guys are the best team in Chicago. Everybody knows that. We all know that. The afternoon show is not afraid of anything, really. Yeah. But
Afternoons on The Score.
All right, we are here at The Wall. Yeah, come see us. We're out in Gurnee. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, man.
Golden Tee Machine. You can watch Hard Knocks. You can hang out with us.
This whole place is a scene. Like, there's a thing that happens here. For Bears game days, if you live up this way, anywhere near this way, You should be coming by the wall at Marcus Gurney Cinema and hanging out. Josh just came over here from Black Lung Brewing Company with all these craft beers, and apparently, like, their beers are on tap at the bar over here at the wall. So he comes over, brings a table and all his beers, and hangs out on game days sampling beers for people.
Twist my arm, Josh. I'll drink at work.
Unbelievable. So he decided to come over because we're here, and so there's beers up here, and it's like, it's really cool when we get out and about and we realize there's entire scenes going on that we had no idea existed, and a lot of them are listeners to the show. So thank you so much.
Yeah, really, so if you're in the area, stop on by. It's free to get in, and there's still some seats available for the showing tonight, so just come on out and play some Golden Tee and have a great time. Yeah, we need games, okay? We need a good team in this town. We need games. We need real things to talk about because I think people are going a little crazy. And you're like, and Danny, you can go a little crazy. You get over the top. You have these big takes. You're trying to do your thing. I'm like, yeah, for sure, I do. Did you hear Jarrett Payton on the station?
I did not hear Jarrett Payton.
Well,
I wanted to hear about his time in Canton and everything.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean,
so I was going to tune into it later.
Sure.
Whatever.
But
play it for me now.
Well, and I'm going to play all of that for you. You can still tune in.
Okay, good.
It was great. He was a good storyteller, and he had a great time in Canton, and he represented well, as he always does. But what has been made into a promo on this station is an objectively hilarious thought. Please, Tyler.
He hasn't had that pressure of Potsy and those guys coming at him, like, you know, grilling him post-game. How does he react then?
So Caleb Williams has not faced the pressure of Mark Potash?
That's the thought. That is the thought.
He's not wrong about that.
He is wrong about that.
Well, come on.
He actually is objectively wrong about that.
No wonder the praise for Jarrett Payton preceded the cut.
Because that is a, like, how is Caleb Williams going to handle the pressure of Mark Potash and his 24,000 Twitter followers and the free newspaper that is the Chicago Sun-Times?
God, man. I don't believe the follower count has anything to do with the concept.
How is Caleb Williams going to be able to handle the fierce pressure of Mark Grody and Jason Leisure? It's like Kevin Fishbane.
Not a lift-as-you-climb guy. Very clear.
How many Twitter followers are those guys?
It's ridiculous.
It's not about the followers. It's about the idea of dealing with a big city NFL media.
We are
at USC.
We are a very kind media.
Okay, but USC is it more harsh than what he's had to deal with at USC when he was allowed to skip every once in a while?
I suppose.
Okay,
but that's our concern. We think that's going to be the thing where Caleb Williams wilts under the pressure of the Chicago media. Like, that's a real legitimate thought.
Danny, don't you remember when we were at Circa in Las Vegas when the Bears were playing the Raiders at Allegiant, and we invited Mark Potash
to our broadcast
at the Circa pool?
It's fabulous.
But it was 90 degrees, mm-hmm. and he showed up in jeans and New Balance gym shoes. How would you not be terrified of the man?
<That's>
How does
so
that not scare the ever-living crap out of you?
How many Twitter followers
to the
did
pool?
He have been?
You know? Probably less than that.
Mark Potash, it's not about Potash. He's a great guy. He's excellent at his job. We play his cuts all the time. He asks excellent questions. Uh-huh. It's not about him specifically. Just the idea that, like, the big bad Chicago media is going to break this guy who has been engineered basically since birth to be an NFL quarterback who won a Heisman Trophy and Lincoln Riley and Oklahoma and USC and the number one pick in the draft, and he's done thousands of interviews and he's had cameras following around his entire life. Like, the idea that the media is going to be the thing that breaks him is just so...
I don't know if it was posited as the thing that breaks him.
It would be the adversity that we don't know how he will be able to handle. That is ridiculous. We know that he can handle the questioning. We've seen it. How many interviews has this guy done, and he has aced all of them?
Right, but
it's not that he'll never have a weak moment at a press conference.
No, but that's the thing. There's gonna be a moment. There's gonna be things that we watch and dissect and listen to all year long. We're gonna be like, you know, I'm not so sure. I love the way that he handled that.
And that'll be okay. Like, it's not the reason that Mitch Trubisky failed. It's not the reason Justin Fields failed. It's because they weren't good enough. You know, I just think that we as media like to overstate our value and, like, our impact on these guys. Mm-hmm. We don't really have one. And Chicago is, like, we're not that tough of a media market.
Why do you hate the Chicago media
market? Are you kidding? I love we're just not. We're not Philly, and we're not Boston, and we're not New York. And you know what? Those markets don't break people either. Like, they really don't. Mm-hmm. Like, if guys succeed or fail, it's not because, oh, my God, the New York Post is here.
Like they just it's a media creation.
Well, sometimes those guys do, but Caleb doesn't seem like a guy that's going to be broken or necessarily affected by any of that.
How many what examples do we have? I'm sure there's maybe one or two, but like which one, if you say like, man, the media really got the best of that guy, his career would have been great if not for questioning from the Boston Globe.
Well, I don't know that it necessarily ruined somebody's career, but there are people who have shrunk from the size of the market and happily accepted a lower profile existence and chosen a lower profile existence. Chris Bryant is a recent example of a guy that very intentionally chose a lower profile existence and talked about it after the fact.
Well, it didn't stop him from being successful here, though.
I think it's entirely possible that it played a role in his lack of success towards the final years. I think it actually is entirely possible. That was a guy who was just, it was a lot for him. It was a lot for him, and certain people like that, it can be a lot, and they can shrink from it and opt out of it as soon as they get the chance.
Think if Chris Bryant had to deal with Mark Bodash.
That's true. There'd be no World Series.
Who's the Cubs beat version of that?
There'd be no World Series. There'd be no MVP.
Now the World Series happened at a time when it was early enough that he was not even remotely fazed by stuff like that.
Mark Bodash would not have broken the World Series.
What I'm saying.
Didn't I end Mike Clevenger?
I'm not talking about. Listen, if we sick
didn't I
you on
career?
Caleb Williams, it's all over.
He's not going to pitch again.
You're claiming
didn't we
victory?
End Pedro Cafol last week?
No, he's still
he had to respond immediately.
They did.
He's still there.
They did respond immediately. Okay, so you guys didn't like my Mark Potash day.
We don't like the shot at Potsy.
Yeah. It's not
if the shot was at Jason Leisure, go ahead.
It's not a shot at either of them. They're both excellent at their job.
I think it's fair, though. Who will be the first reporter that Caleb sort of goes after?
Jason Leisure. He welcomes it. That's why he's good.
Yeah, he is the favorite. I agree.
Why would you say that? Yeah, what are we defining? Like Caleb snapping at somebody. It's like, no, I didn't say that. No. Yeah, like him muscling up on somebody. I think Leisure's a good call.
Because he asks good questions.
By design.
He asks good questions at these – but Caleb Williams seems like he was created in a lab to handle that sort of thing. And, yes, he skipped the media responsibilities after the UCLA game. He cried in his mom's arms. I'm not saying that the guy is not impervious to a moment of being affected by losing. Of course, it's not going to be smooth sailing the entire time here. I don't think it's going to be the thing that breaks him or the thing that he won't be able to bounce back from or handle or anything. And by the way, the Bears, we know that from Dan Wiederer's journalism. Mm-hmm. They have a very strong plan in place to help support him. They handled maybe the best PR person in the league to come here. They gave him a VP title in Ted Cruz. He's the guy who's been next to Patrick Mahomes for his first 8 years in the league, you know, to curate him into being the biggest star in the sport, to be here to help Caleb Williams with all of this. Like, that's just it. There's a lot of reasons he could fail. It's not going to be because of us.
There's several people getting in with certain names of folks that ran screaming from big city media, like Sonny Gray was very unhappy with the New York media. Ed Whitson, going back a few decades.
Okay.
That was for you. That was for you.
That makes the point.
Mitch Trubisky wanting the TVs turned off is an example of somebody who probably couldn't have handled it, even if it was in Buffalo.
I'm not saying everybody likes it, but it's not the reason Mitch failed. You and I came in with different Olympic stories.
Yes, today. We did.
We have a
multitude of Olympic goodies.
A bulging Olympic notebook next on the score.
He hasn't had that pressure of Potsy and those guys coming at him like, you know, Chris.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station. The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I mean, you guys are the best team in Chicago. Everybody knows that. We all know that. The afternoon show is not afraid of anything, really. Yeah. But
Afternoons on the Score.
All right, we are here at the Wall. Yeah. Come see us. We're out in Gurnee. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, man.
Golden Tee Machine. You can watch Hard Knocks. You can hang out with us.
This whole place is a scene. Like, there's a thing that happens here for Bears game days. If you live up this way, anywhere near this way, you should be coming by the Wall at Marcus Gurney Cinema and hanging out. Josh just came over here from Black Lung Brewing Company with all these craft beers, and apparently, like, their beers are on tap at the bar over here at the Wall. So he comes over, brings a table and all his beers, and hangs out on game days sampling beers for people.
Twist my arm, Josh. I'll drink at work.
Unbelievable. So he decided to come over because we're here, and so there's beers up here, and it's like, it's really cool when we get out and about and we realize there's entire scenes going on that we had no idea existed, and a lot of them are listeners to the show. So thank you so much.
Yeah,
really
so if
cool.
You're in the area, stop on by. It's free to get in, and there's still some seats available for the showing tonight, so just come on out and play some Golden Tee and have a great time. Yeah, we need games, okay? We need a good team in this town. We need games. We need real things to talk about because I think people are going a little crazy. And you're like, and Danny, you can go a little crazy. You get over the top. You have these big takes. You're trying to do your thing. I'm like, yeah, for sure, I do. Did you hear Jarrett Payton on the station?
I did not hear Jarrett Payton.
Well,
I wanted to hear about his time in Canton and everything.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean,
so I was going to tune into it later. But
sure.
Whatever. But play it for me now.
Well, and I'm not going to play all of that for you. You can still tune in. And
okay,
it was great. He was a good storyteller, and he had a great time in Canton, and he represented well, as he always does. But what has been made into a promo on this station is an objectively hilarious thought. Please, Tyler.
He hasn't had that pressure of Potsy and those guys coming at him, like, you know, grilling him post-game. How does he react then?
So Caleb Williams has not faced the pressure of Mark Potash?
That's the thought. That is the thought.
He's not wrong about that.
He is wrong about
that. Well, come on.
He actually is objectively wrong about that.
No wonder the praise for Jarrett Payton preceded the cut.
Because that is a, like, how is Caleb Williams going to handle the pressure of Mark Potash and his 24,000 Twitter followers and the free newspaper that is the Chicago Sun-Times?
God, man. I don't believe the follower count has anything to do with the concept.
How is Caleb Williams going to be able to handle the fierce pressure of Mark Grody and Jason Leisure? It's like Kevin Fishbane.
Not a lift as you climb guy. Very clear.
How many Twitter followers are those guys?
It's ridiculous.
It's not about the followers. It's about the idea of dealing with a big city NFL media.
We are
at USC.
We are a very kind media.
Okay, but USC is it more harsh than what he's had to deal with at USC when he was allowed to skip every once in a while?
I suppose.
Okay.
But that's our concern. We think that's going to be the thing where Caleb Williams wilts under the pressure of the Chicago media. Like, that's a real legitimate thought.
Danny, don't you remember when we were at Circa in Las Vegas when the Bears were playing the Raiders at Allegiant and we invited Mark Potash to
our
broadcast at the Circa pool?
Fabulous.
But it was 90 degrees, mm-hmm. and he showed up in jeans and New Balance gym shoes. How would you not be terrified of the man? How does
so
that not scare the ever-living crap out of you?
How many Twitter followers
to the
did
pool.
He have been?
You know? Probably less than that.
Mark Potash, it's not about Potash. He's a great guy. He's excellent at his job. We play his cuts all the time. He asks excellent questions. Uh-huh. It's not about him specifically. Just the idea that, like, the big bad Chicago media is going to break this guy who has been engineered basically since birth to be an NFL quarterback who won a Heisman Trophy and Lincoln Riley and Oklahoma and USC and the number one pick in the draft, and he's done thousands of interviews and he's had cameras following around his entire life. Like, the idea that the media is going to be the thing that breaks him is just so
I don't know if it was posited as the thing that breaks him.
It would be the adversity that we don't know how he will be able to handle. That is ridiculous. We know that he can handle the questioning. We've seen it. How many interviews has this guy done? And he has aced all of them.
Right, but it's
like,
still,
it's not that he'll never have a weak moment at a press conference.
No,
or
but that's the thing. There's gonna be a moment. There's gonna be things that we watch and dissect and listen to all year long. We're gonna be like, hey, you know, I'm not so sure. I love the way that he handled that.
But and that'll be okay. Like, it's not the reason that Mitch Trubisky failed. It's not the reason Justin Fields failed. It's because they weren't good enough. You know, I just think that we as media like to overstate our value and like our impact on these guys. Mm-hmm. We don't really have one. And Chicago is like, we're not that tough of a media market.
Why do you hate the Chicago media
market? Are you kidding? We're just not. We're not Philly, and we're not Boston, and we're not New York. And you know what? Those markets don't break people either. Like, they really don't. Mm-hmm. Like, if guys succeed or fail, it's not because, oh my God, the New York Post is here. Like, they just, it's a media creation.
Well, sometimes those guys do, but Caleb doesn't seem like a guy that's going to be broken or necessarily affected by any of that.
How many, what examples do we have? I'm sure there's maybe one or two, but which one, if you say, like, man, the media really got the best of that guy, his career would have been great if not for.
Well, I don't know.
The line of questioning from the Boston Globe.
Well, I don't know that it necessarily ruined somebody's career, but there are people who have shrunk from the size of the market and happily accepted a lower profile existence and chosen a lower profile existence. Chris Bryant is a recent example of a guy that very intentionally chose a lower profile existence and talked about it after the fact.
Well, it didn't stop him from being successful here, though.
I think it's entirely possible that it played a role in his lack of success towards the final years. I think it actually is entirely possible. That was a guy, it was a lot for him. It was a lot for him, and certain people like that, you know, it can be a lot, and they can shrink from it and opt out of it as soon as they get the chance.
Think if Chris Bryant had to deal with Mark Bodash.
That's true. There'd be no World Series.
Who's the Cubs beat version of that?
There'd be no World Series. There'd be no MVP.
Now the World Series happened at a time when it was early enough that he was not even remotely fazed by stuff like that.
Mark Bodash would not have broken the World Series.
That's what I'm saying.
Didn't I end Mike Clevenger?
You on Caleb Williams, it's all over.
He's not going to pitch again.
You're claiming
didn't
victory.
We end Pedro Cafol last week?
No, he's still
had to respond immediately.
They did.
He's still there.
They did respond immediately. Okay, so you guys didn't like my Mark Potash day.
We don't like the shot at Potsy.
Yeah. It's not
if,
a
if
shot.
If the shot
at
was
him.
At Jason Leisure, go ahead.
it's not a shot at either of them. They're both excellent at their job.
I think it's fair though. Who will be the first reporter that Caleb sort of goes after?
Jason Leisure. He welcomes it. That's why he's good.
Yeah, he is the favorite. I agree.
Why would you say that? Yeah, what are we defining? Like Caleb snapping at somebody? It's like, no, I didn't say that. No. Yeah, like him muscling up on somebody. I think Leisure's a good call. But
yeah, because he asks good questions.
By design.
He asks good questions at these. But Caleb Williams seems like he was created in a lab to handle that sort of thing. And yes, he skipped the media responsibilities after the UCLA game. He cried in his mom's arms. I'm not saying that the guy is not impervious to a moment of being affected by losing. Like, of course, it's not going to be smooth sailing the entire time here. I don't think it's going to be the thing that breaks him or the thing that he won't be able to bounce back from or handle or anything. And by the way, the Bears, we know that from Dan Wiederer's journalism. Mm-hmm. They have a very strong plan in place to help support him. They handled maybe the best PR person in the league to come here. They gave him a VP title in Ted Cruz. He's the guy who's been next to Patrick Mahomes for his first 8 years in the league, you know, to curate him into being the biggest star in the sport, to be here to help Caleb Williams with all of this. Like, that's just it. There's a lot of reasons he could fail. It's not going to be because of us.
There's several people getting in with certain names of folks that ran screaming from big city media, like Sonny Gray was very unhappy with the New York media. Ed Whitson, going back a few decades.
Okay.
That was for you. That was for you.
That makes the point.
Mitch Trubisky wanting the TVs turned off is an example of somebody who probably couldn't have handled it, even if it was in Buffalo.
I'm not saying everybody likes it, but it's not the reason Mitch failed. You and I came in with different Olympic stories.
Yes, today. We did.
We have a
multitude of Olympic goodies.
A bulging Olympic notebook next on the score.
He hasn't had that pressure of Potsy and those guys coming at him like, you know, Chris.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.